Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio. Journalists love bullet points. Before contacting the press, think of the three most important aspects of your invention and write them out in a quick and concise format. Practice reading them to yourself before calling. This way you sound smooth and got your key talking points and quickly without stammer. This press tip is brought to you by Product Impress. For more information, go to www.product-n-press.com. So find out more and go to productimpress.com. All right, Mr. John Calvert of the United States Patent and Trademark Office Inventor Assistance Program. Thank you so much for being on our show tonight.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm getting some great, great feedback. There's not only questions that are coming through, but there's also great feedback. They really appreciate having you on the show. I definitely can tell that from reading. It's a real privilege to have somebody of your caliber and representing the USPTO on our show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be of assistance.
Super. I want to continue through our agenda, but at the same time, I also want to give the respect to the listeners out there. I'm so happy that Al called. He's a regular at the group. He's a fantastic guy. I'm glad that you were able to help him directly.
That's good.
I have another listener that's calling in. We have Kerry from Plano. Kerry, you with us?
I am.
How you doing, Kerry?
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for listening. You have a question for John?
Actually, I have two questions.
Okay, Kerry.
One has to do with my patent application. Just got done with the first office action and resubmitted that. I was wondering, how long will it take for the examiner to re-examine the application? Will it go back down, you know, to the bottom of the pile, or how does that work?
Now, actually, what happens, it goes into a special category, and the examiner has 60 days from the time it actually appears before him or her so that they can answer your response.
Okay, so it shouldn't be as long as the first waiting period.
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's good to know. my second question has to do with my trademark application. It just went through its first couple of phases, was published to see if there were any complications or any disputes over the name of my product. Luckily, there wasn't. I just received a email from the USPTO. Telling me that the next step is to provide a proof of use.
Okay.
Now, right now, I'm just beginning to market my product.
I'm sorry. Is that a notice of allowance?
Okay. But now I have to, like I said, provide a proof of use, and I have a 6-month time frame to do so.
That's right.
If it's not actually in the marketplace, and like I said, I'm at the beginning points of marketing it, and say in 6 months, hypothetically, I still don't have it in the marketplace, how do I adequately provide the proof of use? I know there are extensions that you can file. Would you recommend that I do that, or how should I handle this?
I think until the time that you actually get it into the marketplace and make sales with it or advertise it in the marketplace, then you can do those extensions. You're allowed up to 3 years in total time in the extensions.
Okay.
So you get a 6-month window. And then I believe you can buy 5 more 6-month extensions.
Okay, but when it asks for a proof of use, is it in a descriptive manner? Do you like brochures? I mean, how should that be submitted? In what form?
That is a question I cannot answer. I am not the trademark person, but
okay.
if you call the 1-800 number, the 1-800-PTO-9199,
mm-hmm.
and ask to talk to the trademark help desk, they will actually help you and tell you exactly what you need to do.
Okay, great.
I'm so glad that you brought up the trademark. John, if she's not necessarily selling the product, but she's marketing it to potentially license or to get out there with brochures and maybe business cards with her name on it, it is technically being used out in the market, but I guess we need to find out for sure.
That's true. And I think, but again, I'm not an expert in trademarks. I've spent my career in the patents office or the patent side.
Okay.
So I would suggest call the trademark help desk, and they would be more than happy to help you through that question.
Carrie, I would love if you called and then emailed me, Brian at GotInvention, tomorrow or the next day as soon as you call. I'd love to hear that answer.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling, Carrie.
You bet.
Thank you, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Okay. 877-474-3302. You can call up and speak to John Calvert of the USPTO directly on our show, or you can email me, Brian at GotInvention.com. We have a few more minutes left of the show, but let's get back to our agenda for a moment, because I know that this is important also, because as an inventor, let's say I hire a patent attorney or I do it myself and I submit that patent to the office there, what should I expect? I mean, I know that there's different pieces. I mean, Carrie just got a notice of allowance from a trademark. What can we expect when we submit a patent application?
Well, what's going to happen is it's going to go in line, and eventually it'll get to the examiner. He or she will examine that application. And then, since you have hired an attorney, your attorney is going to get a letter from the office. It's called an office action. And it's going to be a letter from the examiner telling the attorney what is right and what is wrong with the application. In most instances, I would say that you're going to probably get a rejection the first time. And it's not wrong to get that. Most attorneys write a claim that's a little bit broader than the protection that they really need. In order to get a reading from the examiner where that line of patentability might lie.
Okay.
It also gets an argument in the case so that if it ever does go to court, we have something there in the application or in the patent that in the patent file that really will help you in a court case. So that rejection will come to the attorney, and the attorney will then probably talk to you about what happened and get your input, and then refile with the patent office, file their response to that rejection within a certain period of time. And then it's a back and forth situation between the attorney and the patent examiner.
Or the inventor and the by
yeah,
themselves.
Or the inventor and the patent examiner.
Do you get involved in that side of it?
I get involved every once in a while, but not to the extent that I used to when I was a supervisor or a patent examiner.
Okay.
I try not to get involved with them if I can help it, since that's not really my job anymore.
It seems like the patent office has been around for so long, and people just keep coming up with ideas and submitting. How many submissions do you get versus how many actually get issued? Do you have that number?
I don't have the actual number, but it was somewhere around 450,000 applications the last couple of years.
Wow.
And it's I believe last year in the neighborhood of 40 to 45% of the examinations were allowed, or the patents that were examined were allowed. It's a little higher than that currently.
Wow.
I think it's up around, I don't really know the number, but I know it's up quite a bit from last year.
Wow, that's great information.
Yeah.
So, John, we have about a minute and change left. I really want to thank you for being on our show.
Well, I've enjoyed it. I really have.
I know our listeners have. I see these emails coming, and they're asking for you to be on again. USPTO.gov, take a look. It's inventor-friendly. There's even an inventor button there that has tons of information. John, give us some quick advice before the show ends.
Find a good inventor group and get involved with it. Stay away from scams. Stay away from groups that you think really aren't going to help you. Think about it. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Get involved. Talk to a patent attorney. Talk to a patent agent. Keep good records. Do a good search.
That's great information. And we're going to look forward to the updates on the USPTO website to find inventor groups in your area. You can also check out UIAUSA.org. They're a good resource until the USPTO has it out. John, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciated having you on our show. Okay, have a great night. Thank you for listening to Got Invention Radio. We'll see you next week.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com. When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?